The Youth's Instructor, August 22, 1895. Are you buying the treasure? The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Christ drew his lessons from the customs of the people, and from facts with which they were familiar. They knew that when a man found a treasure, or knew that a certain field contained valuable stores, he invested all his property in buying the field. Christ used this fact to illustrate the value of the treasure of truth. In the days of Christ, the people generally thought that to bury their treasures was to preserve them in safety, and many placed their gold in the bosom of the earth. At times, the buried treasure was lost to its possessor by his sudden death, and the secret of his hidden wealth was locked up from his relatives and friends with its possessor in his grave. Afterward, when the land was worked, the treasure was discovered. Sometimes the gold was brought to light by someone who was not related to its possessor, and the secret of the hidden treasure was not disclosed until the man had made arrangements to buy the field for himself. This fact is taken to illustrate the value of the kingdom of heaven, and how those who appreciate its value are willing to dispense with all in order to obtain it. Without the kingdom of God, we are lost. We have no knowledge of God and are without hope in the world. But salvation has been provided for us through faith in Jesus Christ. He is the treasure, and when the rubbish of the world is swept away, we are enabled to discern His infinite value. He says, "I am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, Behold me, behold me, unto a nation that was not called by my name." The divinity of Christ was as a hidden treasure. At times when he was upon earth, divinity flashed through humanity, and his true character was revealed. The God of heaven testified to his oneness with his Son. At his baptism, the heavens were opened, and the glory of God in the similitude of a dove, like burnished gold, hovered over the Savior. And a voice came from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." But the nation to whom Christ came, though professing to be the peculiar people of God, did not recognize the heavenly treasure in the person of Jesus Christ. They had had light upon light, evidence upon evidence. God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but, as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Esaias is very bold and saith, "I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me." But to Israel he saith, All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Jesus Christ, the majesty of heaven, was not discerned in the disguise of humanity. He was the divine teacher sent from God, the glorious treasure given to humanity. He was fairer than the sons of men, but his matchless glory was hidden under a cover of poverty and suffering. He veiled his glory in order that divinity might touch humanity, and the treasure of immense value was not discerned by the human race. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The man who finds Christ, the man who beholds the treasure of salvation, has found the field and the hidden treasure. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. The treasure indeed is hidden under the garb of humanity. Christ is the unsearchable riches, and he who finds Christ finds heaven. The human agent who looks upon Jesus, who dwells by faith on his matchless charms, finds the eternal treasure. In the parable, he who finds the treasure is represented as so well satisfied with his discovery that he sells all that he has to purchase that field.